Blog Talk Radio.
Look who has the giggles now. Desperate House Witches. I'm Torian Wallace, joined by my lovely sister, Brianna.
You're way too late. I already said who I am. You're not even listening. It's too funny for words. Okay, so hello. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. If you're new to the show, welcome. And I did notice we have some new listeners, so
yes,
quickly
hi.
To get through the preliminary for new listeners, welcome to the podcast. This is not a GPG or even an R-rated show. So if discussions about bodily functions and foul language are offensive to you, this is not the place for you. Aside from that, we're glad you're here. Desperate House Witches is brought to you by The Angry Cauldron. Check out www.theangrycauldron.com for incense, candles, private readings, international shipping. They are fabulous. They are amazing. And they carry our other sponsor, the wonderful, the wild, the wicked, the incredible Miss Dorothy Morrison, wickedwitchstudios.com, which unfortunately until February 1st is closed. But make a note of it for later, because they are moving.
Exactly.
So I'm very
so happy for her.
We're very excited about taking that trip to Louisiana sometime soon. So check out theangrycauldron.com and wickedwitchstudios.com. Again, Wicked Witch is closed until February 1st, but that's okay. They will be reopening bigger and badder than ever once they are landed at their new place. So, hooray!
Huzzah!
Okay, so, Merry fucking Christmas!
All right. Cheers!
So, I don't know about you, but this has been a wacky one. You know what I thought about earlier today, Seth? I was thinking about the fact that in February, we will be celebrating our sixth year, which means our radio show has outlasted 2 out of 3 of my marriages.
Oh, I am honored, babe. I am honored.
Me too. Finally, a relationship that works.
I love you.
Okay,
because it's
almost New Year's, I feel that we must do our annual what to do at midnight on New Year's. So here's what we do, folks. We do a money spell. Don't you want to know? And some of you guys have heard me say this every year. Well, guess what? This year, too. Our favorite money spell is to go out at midnight, open your wallet or your purse, whatever you keep your money in, and if you keep it in your pants, please do not expose thyself. Merely stretch your pocket open.
Thank you.
That would be much nicer. And basically, we ask the gods to bless our finances for the upcoming year, and we give gratitude for the previous year that our asses have not been broke. And I like to give a money offering. I'm not going to tell you what denomination, do it whatever you feel is right, but we do burn a little money for the offering. Also, if you are a patron of Wicked Witch Studios and you have the home blessing ornaments from last year, not this year's, they have to be hung up on the first. But if you have last year's, you can also use that as an offering. So empty those beautiful little ornaments and burn the contents of just the house blessing ones for the year. So that's something we like to do. Sometimes we do it in person. Sometimes we even do it on the phone. Sometimes if one of our happy asses falls asleep, that would be me, one of us has to do the blessing for the two of us. So, yeah. But I plan on coming home after dinner and taking a nap so that I am awake for midnight, because it's been a good year and we need to make it a good next year. So, anyway, yeah. that's one of our traditional midnight ringing in the new year. As soon as you've kissed your loved one, Happy New Year, you run outside with your wallet and you look like a fool standing in the fucking parking lot, but who cares?
Exactly.
I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Do I ever? No.
No.
So do we have any other New Year's spells that we wanna do or try or think
you
of?
Know,
or
I was thinking, I don't know, it might be a good time to burn off the old. Like maybe accomplishments you've made over the last year. Habits you want to leave in this year. You know, relationships mm-hmm. you want cut off, you know, ties severed in, you know, leaving it in this year. Write it all down on a brown piece of paper and at midnight, burn it. You know, you can add whatever oil.
I wouldn't do that with accomplishments, though. I would do that just with things I want to be rid of. The good things you want to keep promoting, the negative stuff, yeah, you totally want to burn that shit out. But I wouldn't put that all together.
What,
but I like
what
that
she
idea.
Said.
That's a good idea, though, to like write down all the stuff you want to get rid of. And hey, you know what? We ought to get a bonfire, but we have no place to burn one. So, well, it was an idea. If you have a place make a bonfire, this is a great time to do it.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I have a fire pit. It's like a portable fire pit at the house, but
that's cool.
That's like the extent of it. It doesn't burn much.
Listen, you have to make do with what you got. I had a hibachi until the bottom rusted out this year, and I could have used that, but nah. Yeah, no, it's old. It sat out in the weather for years. It died a horrible death. But it made really good food while it lasted.
Aw.
Poor little hibachi.
Hats off and gotta speed, little hibachi.
Gotta speed, little hibachi.
Yes.
So I've been looking into some interesting gods and stuff. So I've been doing some work with Kubera. Indian god of wealth. I'm like, I feel the need to connect. So I'm feeling my way around with this particular spirit. Going pretty well.
Awesome.
Waiting to see what happens. Yeah, you know, building a relationship takes time.
Oh, I hear you.
You know? Yeah, relationships with gods are like, oh, are we going to be a one-night stand or are we going to make this thing work? I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm talking about. You look at a deity and you're like, you look like you'd be interesting. It's kind of like, you know, sizing up somebody you may want to fuck. You like check each other out and it's like, could this work? Or am I your type? Are you my type? Is this going to happen? And sometimes they say, no. We don't want you. And you will know pretty quickly if the gods are like, move along, sweetheart. Nice try. I've heard that than once. So, rejection. You have to get used to it in all phases, I guess. It happens. Oh, well.
No, I was born under the sign of Mercury, and he rejected me. So I'm right there with you.
Seriously? I have to tell you, I'm very lucky. Venus has not rejected me. She and I are cool. We're all right. We're getting along. We've pretty much gotten along most of my life with a few, well, there have been some moments.
Yeah.
Oopsie. Oh, so I see a message from our guest. I don't know if you've seen the message. We have tonight...
yes.
The amazing Matthew O'Brien. So I'm pretty excited about having him on. It's pretty awesome. He is the creator of Varsity Witch, which I am totally interested in and want to know more about. Yeah. So I'm like, really, Varsity Witch? I kind of dig it. I want to know more about it. And he is a tarot expert, and he's written books that I want to ask about. And you know me, I love to shop, so I can't wait to hear some more so I can be like, oh, I need your book, man.
I'm messaging him back and forth. There was a little bit of a glitch, so we are going to call him in a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Sit tight there, dear. We will be with you shortly. So, Matthew, I don't know if he likes to be called Matt or Matthew, so I hope I'm not making him mad, although that never stopped me. I would like to know how the guest likes to be addressed, you know.
You know, and
anything
and,
short of a hey you, you know.
And my phone, you know, I did not ask him because I know him as two different things. Like one social media is the full name and the other social media where I interact with him the most is like the shorter version. So we'll have to ask him when he...
Yes, we will have to ask, do you want your formal name or do you want the we've known each other forever name? So that'll be cool. Never met a stranger. It can happen. So, this week has been nuts. Not only has it been nuts, it's been really fucking nuts. And I think part of it is the energy of just wanting to get rid of this whole year. And I can understand that because in a lot of respects, I'm very glad this year happened the way it did. And in most respects, I don't ever want to have another year like this again. Everybody is so on edge and everybody is so negative because of certain political things. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about if you've ever listened to the show. So people are just freaked out, and I think we are hoping that there will be a lightning or something happening in the new year so that this shit is not nearly as scary as it's been for the last 12 months, but you never know. So I don't know. I'm hoping people calm down. It's just been a really violent, angry year, and that needs to stop. People of wisdom need to rise above this bullshit, myself included, and I'm having a hard time. I'm the first to admit it. I hold a grudge. Anyway.
you and me both.
Yeah, we're getting there. So I'm really interested in hearing what our guest has to say about certain tarot cards or ideas about ways to approach reading them, considering I was just up at our friends Asheville, Raven, and Crone, and I picked up not one, not two, but three divination decks because I can't seem to control my fucking self. Yeah, so
they're
let me
gorgeous.
Tell you what I got.
Okay,
I got to tell you, I got this deck called the Paulina Tarot. It's beautiful. It's by Paulina Cassidy. Wait till you see this deck. The images are just fucking striking. I picked up the Whimsical Tarot because, of course, it was created by Dorothy Morrison, and I had to have it. And then I picked up something called the Lenormand, which is a type of divination deck, and it's called, it's the Fairy Tale Lenormand, and it is by Lisa Hunt and written by Arwen Lynch. And I thought these were really, they're beautiful, but I thought they were a traditional tarot deck. They are not. So I'm going to be experimenting with these lovelies. So, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in hearing what our guest has to say.
Yeah. And you just reminded me, I need to get back up with Arwen because I know her. So, and she's a fantastic human being. Absolutely adore her.
Is she, why has she not been on our show?
You know, I asked her a long time ago, and I'm not sure if she just didn't get the message, or maybe she was like, I don't know you well enough, because I think this was like years ago.
Well, yeah, you know, my understanding is that some people actually find my loud mouth a little intimidating.
Seriously?
I can't imagine why. I am a pussycat. I'm a pussycat with a big fucking mouth. That's all. That's all. I don't know shit about shit. I'm here to learn things. That's why we like to have interesting people on, so I can learn some shit. Because I am woefully uneducated. And the first to admit it, obviously. Well, no, I am. I need to learn more. There's things I want to do in my life. But I do feel movement. I do feel like, not like something's coming. I feel like there's movement.
Yeah.
That's it. Just movement. Not anything good or bad. Yeah. I just feel things are moving. For a while there, we thought something big was coming. Now we know what the fuck it was. It was called a disaster named Donald Trump. But that's just my opinion.
No, definitely not just yours.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It still freaks me out that there are Republican witches. And I know y'all are out there. And
we love you anyway.
You can say that. I can't say that because I don't understand it. I was married to one, and I still don't understand it.
Well, yeah, it's I don't know that I can go much beyond that without being offensive, but if it goes against your own interests, regardless of party, really, why don't.
Why would you be part of a club that would not have you as a fucking member?
Yeah. I mean, that was like from the 30s, Groucho Marx, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be a member of a club that would have me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It may make sense to them. It doesn't make sense to me or quite a few other people in the world that I know. But, okay.
This is an oxymoron. Moron. I shouldn't say that because there are people I love who are actually like that, but it just it doesn't compute in my pea brain, so I apologize if I offended anybody. Oh well.
I'm sure they have their reasons. I don't understand those reasons. I'm not going to pretend to. But you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab our guest on. Go grab that Matt person and bring him on.
I think that Matt person. I'm gonna tell him.
That Matt O'Brien author person. Oh, one ringy dingy.
Yes.
Ringy dingy. This is Matthew.
Hi.
Oh, okay, it's Matthew. Okay.
Hey.
Now I know. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, well, you know what? That's just a formal way that I answer the phone. That, you know, Matt, Matthew, whatever.
Okay. Well, yeah, we were discussing that earlier. Yeah. And,
is that while I was busy trying to figure out why I couldn't dial in? I am so sorry about my technology here.
No.
Oh, you're fine.
You know what?
No worries.
I think Blog Talk has been given quite a few people a few fits, and I am seeking out ulterior means to host our show. So hopefully that will be taken care of soon. So I apologize.
Okay. Or maybe or Blog Talk will get their act together. We'll see. So anyway,
yeah.
Matt. Oh God.
So what have you been talking about for the last 30 minutes?
Oh goodness.
What have you been talking
about?
I know you were warming up without me. What's going on?
He knows me so well. How did this happen?
Exactly.
So, okay. As you can tell, we are a very relaxed atmosphere.
Yes.
So for anybody listening, if you are looking for the NPR style of pagan radio, this ain't it. It's about to get loud and bawdy up in this bitch. Okay, so I want to know about Varsity Witch, because I had never heard of that before. I am fascinated. Please tell me what that's about.
What the name Varsity Witch is, or the style, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it all.
The way you phrased the question, it makes me think, oh, that's a style of witchcraft. And no, that's just it's a happy accident. Maybe it is. Maybe by the end of this hour, or however long we're talking, I'll be like, I didn't realize how cool I was. Oh my gosh, I didn't look at it that way. Thank you.
I love it.
Who knows? You often learn a lot by having yourself reflected back in other people.
Uh-huh.
So,
I agree.
The name Varsity Witch, that was a happy accident, really. I didn't start formal training in the craft until I was about 40 years old. And I started, and I was kind of nervous, and I was also in a really rough place in my life at that time. So it was just kind of like, you know, I am the kind of person, when I'm really nervous, I'm going to hide it by making jokes, right? So I refer to the initiates, the people who had already been initiated into the coven, as those are the varsity squad. And you know, the students here in my group, we're the JV team. And so what I did was I opened up a Twitter account under the name @JVWitch to just kind of see who could I connect with, what was going on in the world, were people talking about witchcraft or psychism or anything. And I just had so many really cool, met a lot of really cool people, and it stuck. But then, you know, after the day comes when you're initiated and now you're in, and you're really not, even though I hardly consider myself an expert at anything, I'm not really junior varsity anymore. I was like, okay, well, you really got to step up here, brother. So, all right, V-Witch just didn't seem to work right on Twitter, so I just went ahead and stretched it out to Varsity Witch. And at least in terms of search being memorable and search engine optimization, I'm the only one out there. So I just went with
it. Yeah. I think that's incredible.
Thank you.
That's
only the how did I come up with the name. After I got that name, I started looking at all the things that I do. I teach empowered self-defense and have been in the physical fitness kind of world for the last, what year is this? 20 years?
2017.
20 years or so, starting back.
Wow.
I was a late bloomer. I didn't start sports until I got to college, but I've stuck with it since then. And that whole varsity thing, it's like, okay, well, the physical fitness and the empowerment and the really just, even when you think about varsity and you got the cheerleaders on the sideline, that's really kind of my personality. Also, when I'm reading for somebody, it's you know, they ideally they're coming away feeling jazzed about themselves and like I can take on the world. And so it's just kind of all one thing. It started off with a nervous joke, and then one thing layered on top of another, and it's like, Well, there you go. That's who it is. That's
wow.
who I am.
It's really
that's,
cool.
It is.
Thank you.
And I need a physical trainer. Where are you? I need help.
I'm in Columbus, Ohio, but I'm not.
Run.
I don't. That's
about a six-hour drive.
Well, I tell you what, if you made the run, you'd be in shape by the time you got here.
Yeah, no joke. If I could make the run, I wouldn't have to show up. There you go.
Well, we'll do the pagan version of Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one day, I started running, and I just didn't
stop. And I kept
stop.
Running.
There you go.
I'll go get my sneakers. All right. So moving right along, tell me about what Varsity Witch is, as far as how you incorporate the spiritual path.
Okay, we'll start off with an easy question. Awesome.
I'm sorry.
That's
you
okay.
You know what? Start wherever you want to. I'm very pliable. Don't worry.
No. It's good. What is it? Well, at least on this, let's start with the surface level. On the surface,
okay.
I offer tarot readings, and I have offered tarot training. And we'll be doing it again. I just want to clean up the last session that I did and make it a little tighter, a little bit better. But that's the surface level, tarot readings and tarot training. But I do that whole all that empowered self-defense stuff. Does that particular phrase mean anything to anyone? Empowered self-defense as opposed to just self-defense?
Yeah, active than a passive.
Much more active, and at least the way I do it with the group I work with, it's not just the hitting and the punching and the being active. It's not just being aware of your environment. Those are all important things. But the way we do it, we have the opportunity to also help people rewire their brains around trauma. So we get my favorite group of people to work with. I mean, it sounds so terrible to say I love trauma victims, but I do. People who have gone through the war, I mean, just the ass end of humanity and survived.
Wow.
But they're committed to doing their work and overcoming so that they're tired of being defined by what happened to them, and they want to reclaim their power. Well, we have the opportunity with the way we do it to help them relive one of the worst moments of their lives and put a different ending on it. And even though
you
we
have
can't change...
to the right witches.
it's really marvelous, marvelous work. I am all, you know, every day that I get to do it, I'm just grateful that I found these people. I started martial arts. Let's see here. Let's go into, you know, the deep, dark history of Matthew. Okay. So I grew up, I had a stepfather who did, you know, things that he shouldn't have done. And, you know, traumatic childhood. And so after he left when I was 11, but then I spent the next 10 years trying to figure out how to stop being afraid. You know, some people deal with their trauma by becoming overly aggressive, and I'm one of the people who shrank into himself. You know, I'm going to be armor up, and I will get so thick with armor that nothing's going to touch me ever. And, you know, looking back now, if you're a little kid who's deeply empathic and you're growing up in that kind of nasty environment, what a shitty thing to do to someone. So I tried drinking. I tried bodybuilding. Powerlifting. And it's just, you know, no matter how drunk you get, your problems are still right there the next day. No matter how big you get, there's always somebody bigger. And then I blew out my knees. So it's like, okay, well, that's not working.
Oh,
so I started martial arts training. I said, okay, you know what? This isn't working and this isn't working. So what I'll do is I will learn to fight. I'm afraid of it and I hate it, but I'm going to learn how to do it, because if I can master it, then I won't be afraid of anything anymore.
Wow.
Of course, you know, you're experienced enough to know that's bullshit. If you're not afraid of anything, you're sociopathic.
Right.
So But I went on and I trained and I threw myself like I do. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all the way. And so
right.
I got in 1998, I won the AAU National Heavyweight Championship for, it was point fighting as opposed to full contact. But still, it's like, okay, well, I just won the National Heavyweight Gold Medal. What now? I'm still afraid.
Damn.
So,
really?
What happened was shortly after that, my kids were born. And my wife at the time was a IT director, project manager for large corporations, and I was a professional martial artist. So we looked at our respective incomes and said, it would actually be cheaper for me to just put my career on hold, my work on hold, and raise the kids. And so I did.
Yeah.
I stayed home and was a stay-at-home father for years.
Wow.
And then when it came time, the kids are old enough now, I can start getting back to work. I'm like, okay, I don't want to go teach the martial arts exactly the same way I did, because you know what I was. There's only so many ways you can move your body to move another person's body to inflict pain and all that. And it's fun, but does it work? And how do you test it? How do you know? And how do you learn all this stuff and still be afraid? And it wasn't solving what I was looking for. So I started doing some research, and you know the law of attraction. If you just put it out there and then let it go, the answer will come. I found this group on a website that had, you know, started in 19. This, so I'm doing this in 2009. At the time, this group had like 30 years of history. The program was developed by psychologists, criminologists, law enforcement, trauma experts, crime experts, statisticians, all contributing in so that they figured out what do you need to know? What is the most likely thing that's going to happen to any person, and what are the most effective ways of responding? And they offered this thing called emotional self-defense, and I said, what the fuck is that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So, you know, here I am, this big, mixed up, messed up person, but I kind of know what I want. And so to this day, I think spirit led my hand. I picked up the phone and I called that number and I chewed the lady out who answered the phone. And for whatever reason, she put up with me for an hour, listening to me read the Riot Act. Now, for her sins, she's been my boss since 2009. Because finally, she said, look, we've got a training coming up in a couple weeks. Why don't you just come see it for yourself? And I did, and I have not taught martial arts a day since.
Wow.
So there you go.
Huh.
And so having done that particular work and seen what it can do, you know, I can't duplicate that, you know, just by myself. That's a whole team-based thing. We need a team and a big emotional container and a minimum number of hours and a lot of in-person work. Okay, I can't do that myself, but okay, I'm reading tarot cards, and I know this work is influencing the way I read the cards. Well, how can I? What the Varsity Witch does? What differentiates me from other readers is, as much as I can, I try and get that sense of empowerment of let's look in the past and have a witness to what happened. Because sometimes, you know, people, if you're the first person that ever believes somebody, that's a huge burden off their shoulders. That's a huge relief. Or look into the future and help them. You know, somebody's thinking they're, you know, if they're so used to being shit on all the time, well, their bright future, well, next week I'm only getting pissed on. So that's a good week. Woohoo! But if you've got the ability to look into the future and say, no, here's what your best possible outcome can look like, and oh my God, it seriously is roses and sunshine. I mean, let's look at this body, mind, spirit, psychic, emotional, intuitive. Let's just extend the rainbow of ranges all the way from physical up to your connection with spirit and everything in between, and describe it and get into it. And here it is in the cards. Here's what I'm seeing, and here's why I'm seeing it. And when you feel it, then it's a simple matter of, okay, here's where you are now. That's where you can get to. Now here are the steps in between. Do this, do this, do this, and there you go.
I think I need a reading.
Yeah. Well, I'm always happy to help.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. I've never heard that approach before. Ah, unique.
I've not seen it done other ways before. I can't believe I'm the only one who does that, but it's what I do. It's what I know. And clearly it's what I get passionate about.
That's really awesome. So you teach other people how to read in this manner, yes?
I teach people how to read the cards, and I will show people, and I'll share any knowledge that I have. But in order to teach them to do it exactly the way I do it, I haven't figured out how to do that. I don't know how to do that yet. I'm not confident that everybody should be doing it exactly the way I do it.
Definitely agree. I agree with that. There's some things that are inherent to the person in the style that they read. So I totally agree with you. But you've got books on how to read tarot cards.
Well, I have a book.
I
did that just last fall. I'd been talking about writing a book for, 40 years now, since I was a little kid. I'm going to grow up and write a book. And this year, I was like, you know what? I've been pussyfooting around for decades. Just do it.
Right.
Either shit or get off the pot. So I stayed on the pot and I did my business. And I don't know exactly how long the book is in PDF format, 8x10 PDF format, or 8.5x11 PDF. It's 30 some pages. Print, it's somewhere closer to 60. And it's okay. It's pretty good. The premise is that if you can watch a movie, you can read tarot cards.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Wow.
And I kept kept it deliberately short, so that because the project was overwhelming to me already. But my goal was to get the thing written, because you can always expand and revise and whatever. But get the first one done, and then you can say, ha. I did it.
But what I like to say after that statement is, if you've done it once, you can do it again.
And I can take what I learned and do it better, which is, of course, that's true for everyone. People get to that first, if I know that I've helped somebody get to their first victory, sweet. That's a good day, because their second victory comes a lot easier, and the third is a lot easier, and, it's just a repetition of habit that gets people rolling into, whatever new life they want.
I love that.
Well, thank you.
I was talking before you came on. I was talking about how everybody has been so negative and so bleak and such a pain in the ass to deal with this year. Mm-hmm. And I needed a ray of sunshine, and I think that's you. That's pretty awesome, actually, because I was just sitting here talking about how I hope things are going to be better in the new year, because they were not so good this year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple months now. I'm going, I wouldn't have known you were having a bad year. You're a hoot to listen to.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Am I without words? That never happens.
She's blushing. I can hear her.
I'm not blushing. She's lying. It's not that I specifically had a bad year. As a matter of fact, personally, the only thing that rattled me was the constant worry of what this, and I'm sorry, I am not a supporter of this president. Every 5 seconds, I was wondering what this nut job was going to do next. And I found that it, even though it wasn't affecting me directly in some regards, it was in others. And I found it disturbing, and it put everybody on edge, not just me. So the people that I'm surrounded with, in my daily life, at my day job, as it were, the air is just heavy over everyone with stress about what's going to happen. And it, so emotionally, it made it very rough. You know, in other regards, it's been a great year. You're totally right. I've been having a blast. I get to talk to my sister every week, and we do a radio show. So, you know, life is pretty good. But it's just the constant air around things right now just feels really heavy.
Yes. Yes. And has for at least the last year, sure.
Yeah.
People worried about what, you know, are we going to wake up in the morning and realize that find out that we're at nuclear war, or that we, you know, that they are actually building concentration camps, or, and then there's the added tension of some people just, you know, now they just, they buckle in no matter what side of the fence they're on, no matter who they support, they just won't talk, and because they don't want to get into another argument, because I found early on, you never know who is going which way or the other. Now, for the record, I'm very close to you two, the two of you, and your political opinions. Not a fan. Not a fan. I lost some very good friends last year because you know, throughout the primary, the Republican primaries, Trump's a moron. Oh my God, you know, and their Facebook feed would keep coming up with, you know, this person likes Trump, that person likes Trump. Now I have some cousins who I'm convinced are in the Klan down in in southern states. You know, okay, yeah, they're coming up with, you know, Trump riding on a tank with those fireworks going off in the background. Yeah, okay, sure, I can see that. Never talked to them anyway, but some other friends were coming up liking them and liking the guy, and I'm like, and I kept doing screen captures, and I'm going, hey, is this, what's going on here? This Facebook is saying you like this. Oh, no, I don't. He's a moron. Until one day, no, it's official. We do. We like him. We support him. We voted for him. I lost my mind. I lost my shit. I mean, these are people I've known for 20 years. I was like, what?
Yes. I agree
what
with
are you.
You
talking about?
I got into an argument. I don't know if you heard the broadcast where I got into an argument with my mother because I tried to ask her. I asked her, what has he done that you love him so much? Because my mother's a Pentecostal preacher, and she just Republican falls in line. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What has he done for the country? And she said, he's done lots of things. He's done lots of things. I said, no. You need to give me a fact. Okay. No, Siri, it is funny. It's sad and funny.
And I was laughing because that's the way our president talks. Lots of things. You know, all the best things with big words.
I know everything. I know more than the generals. I know
you don't know what you're talking about. Believe me, I know more than the generals.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so I asked my mother, tell me what he's done. Well, the regulations. Okay, what regulations? Well, I don't know. So you're arguing with me about something that you have no support for your view. And that is something that drives me nuts in any conversation with anybody. If you're going to make a statement, have some facts to back it up. So I said to her, so you have no facts? And she's like, well, I don't care about those. What? I was incredulous and basically said, listen, I love you, but we're not. I can't continue this conversation because I'm going to say something I don't mean, or I'm going to say something I do. So I love you and goodbye. And I hung up. And I haven't talked to her since because she's fucking crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. The graph, what you can't see over the radio is, you know, I was over here cringing at my desk because that was hitting close to home. Oh my gosh.
Right.
I had a similar conversation with my parents, and except that we were right there face to face and in person. And I, you know, of course,
ooh,
I'm right.
That's worse.
But the way I went about presenting my, I lost my shit, and I didn't like, you know, on reflection, I'm like, you know what? I don't like who I become. Yeah, I didn't like the rabid person that came out. So for the past, I don't know, 8-9 months, I just don't talk about it. I don't engage. I go about, I do the work I want to do. And I mean that with a capital W. And I just don't talk about it.
Yeah. And the thing is that I'm fine if you don't bait me. But my mother decided she was going to bait me into this conversation.
Yeah.
And any time you do something specifically to get at me, it will not go well. Trust me. You know? Because I have red hair and a temper that's even more fiery.
Really?
I have the
impression I got from several months of podcasts.
Really? I have a huge temper. I have a huge temper.
I'm being a little sarcastic there.
Got me.
He got you.
But yeah, he got me. But all right. So obviously, I have a temper. So but I only have a temper if you do stupid shit on purpose. That's when I get really mad.
You could use one of our self-defense classes. That'd be awesome.
I think so. Can
because,
I do it online?
No, it's an in-person thing only. But there is a chapter in New York City. Is that where you are?
No, we're in North Carolina. I'm from New York, but
North, of course you're from North Carolina. You're based out of Charlotte, is that correct? Okay.
Charlotte.
I don't know why that would have escaped me. My parents just moved from Charlotte. I was over the weekend. I was sitting in the Charlotte airport thinking, I bet they're around here somewhere.
We're close to it. We're not that far from the airport at all.
I think it takes me like 25 minutes to get there.
Okay. And are you on the north side or the south side?
I'm Mooresville.
Mooresville. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have an aunt and an uncle that live up there.
My parents just left there after 20 years or so. Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Mm-mm. Aw. So
Please don't tell me they moved to Alabama.
They did not.
No.
They moved to South Carolina. Oh. Be at the beach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the beach is nice.
Huh?
Yeah.
The beach is very nice. Although I should cast no disparaging comments on Alabama because Alabama wound up doing the right thing. Hallelujah.
They did. They did. If I read the news correctly, the African American female community got out and did the work.
Yeah, sure did.
Thank you.
Well, and the black male community too. Yeah, they came out by like only 3% less than the black female vote.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get most of my news from Twitter, so it's hard to get the full deep story. I just was looking at an infographic and going, okay.
Well, and that's the one thing that disconcerted me, though. I mean, Latinos or Asian people or any other people of color in Alabama, it was just like white and black. That I didn't get. I'm not expecting you to answer that. I was just putting that out there. I'm sorry.
I grew up in North Carolina, so I have some ideas, but I can't claim to be knowledgeable. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Alabama, though, right, sis?
Yeah, just Alabama.
That's just the demographic. A lot of people don't go there purposely. It's true, because of the stereotypical things that have happened in Alabama since the beginning of time. You know, segregation, Jim Crow laws. You know, a lot of people avoided that area because of its racism, and racism isn't just white people against black people. It's white people against everybody who's not white.
Pretty much.
Well, it's the easiest, you know, if there's an us versus them mentality, then skin tone is the easiest way to figure out real quick. You're either us or you're not.
Yeah, and you know, and it's so sad. It's so sad. I've been through Alabama, and Alabama is actually a really pretty state. You know, and I have a few friends that live there. You know, it's just, I don't know. Hopefully the tide is turning.
I would love to say,
what was it, Roll Tide?
Roll Tide?
Yeah, Roll Tide.
I lived in North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina and then lived in Virginia for 15 years. And so, you know, I was really used to the whole Dixie and the South will rise again. And it's, you know, it's heritage, not hate, and all those things. I moved up to Ohio. Moved up to Ohio, and I'm thinking, okay, the Civil War is over up here. And one of the very first things coming up the highway, there's a rebel battle flag flying in somebody's field. I'm like, really? What part of the Confederacy was Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not.
I see that.
Fuckers, you lost. Let it go.
Yeah. My ex-husband was born and raised in Ohio. He and I met, I was living in California, but we met via the military, and that's how I got to North Carolina. But yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked the first time I went up to Ohio to see that many Confederate flags.
It's crazy.
What? This is the North. What are you doing? what is all this? I don't like this.
I hope someday I would like to go back. I would like to go back to grad school and study psychology and really dig into what drives people. You know, people who feel disenfranchised or they feel like they don't have enough power in their lives, and they latch on to a losing cause or really a hateful cause. You know, why would you get behind the Confederacy? Why would you get behind the Nazis? Why would you get behind all, you know, some really nasty things? Don't get it.
Having studied psychology, which I did in college, I just have some ideas. I'm no expert. But mostly the things that drive people are fear.
Okay.
Fear is the root of almost every negative emotion, but the amount of power that is derived from negativity can be very seductive, because that kind of anger and negativity feeds on itself, and it's very easy to get people to be against something, because people will very easily move into a pack mentality where it's an us against them, no matter what it is. It relates in politics, religion. The fear is generally when you have these it's amongst the less educated, the people who are basically told what to believe out of the Bible.
Never develop deep critical thinking skills.
Intellectual curiosity is not one of their strong suits, is what I'm saying. So when you have that kind of person, wants to be told what to believe, because it's easier. You know, when you're struggling to make ends meet and you're doing the grind at work all day and every day, sometimes 7 days a week, because you're trying to make ends meet, and you go to church, you're tired, someone's reading for you, someone's interpreting for you, you now have a president who is happy to interpret facts into his own version of the truth. And these people just accept it because they're told a lot of the time by their churches that this is the fact and this is the truth. So their fear of God in for what they believe is a lot of their motivation for this pack mentality.
Okay.
And they don't like educated people because we come off as being too good for them.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is something I learned the hard way.
And it's not the case. You know?
No, I enjoy talking to all kinds of people.
Exactly.
At least, you know, when I have to go out and be extroverted.
Yeah. Oh, I'm right there with you. Would rather be introverted, but sometimes
sure.
forced to be extroverted.
It's a good thing, though. I don't do very well when I do get to sit inside and talk to nobody and not leave the house for days on end. That's actually not good either.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
I
agree.
And while you guys may be introverted, I live on 10 in the opposite direction. I want to know what everybody's thinking. I want to know what everybody's feeling. I try really hard to understand. I fail a lot.
Yeah, see, and if I hit like on somebody's Facebook post, there you go. I've had social interaction today. I'm good.
Wow. I don't know. I think I'm just at the age where, you know, when you hit a certain age, you realize that time is running out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's heard me say 9,000 fucking times, the road ahead is a lot shorter than the road behind. So this is it. I've got to, like, find it all out now. Talk to as many people as possible now, because this light can go out pretty fast.
Yeah. And you never know.
So,
you never know when.
And you never know. And I didn't start getting – I've got 3 tattoos, all of them after the age of 50.
All right.
And
yeah.
I was so proud of her. She didn't even flinch.
Wow.
Because I was with her for 2 of them. I'm the one – I have 10 tattoos. You know, she was getting number 2, and we got matching tattoos, and I was the one who was a wreck. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to be here to support her because I've done this before. And she's
I remember
like,
getting my
okay?
first tattoo, and I remember distinctly looking at the guy and going, hey, nobody told me there were needles involved.
Really? How did you think they got applied?
And then it's not just a needle, it's a sewing machine.
Yeah. Well, depending on the outline.
It's a riveter. It can be a riveter.
Okay. Okay.
Because I didn't go small for my first tattoos.
No.
I went.
They're
beautiful. Mine are pretty good. And they're all by the same artist who's amazing. And they're all discreetly hidden, but they're not small. I went, I was like, let's go. We're going to do this. We're going to get this shit done. I'm rocking these tattoos. I got one on
my
side. Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, I was just sitting here wondering, and I'm going, I'm betting you put them on someplace that didn't have a lot of fat or muscle either. You went hardcore.
She did.
I went hardcore.
All 3 of them.
Ooh, well, I stand up and salute that. Tougher than I am.
See?
Nah.
I am not abnormal. You are abnormal.
No,
I'm
the strange one, because she's like, doesn't that hurt? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, I'm glad it didn't leave me. I am so glad it didn't, because I wouldn't have wanted you to go through that.
It's not that I'm impervious to pain. I think it was my excitement for each one of the 3, because they are all very meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful.
My 3rd one is actually the one that's really from it starts at the top of my rib cage on the side and goes down to just above my hip. And that was probably the most painful, but it's the one it's my favorite one of all 3, because it was a custom collaboration between me and the artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was pretty excited about that. I mean, all of them are beautiful. I mean, the guy does great work, I have to say. But one of them was an adjustment of one that's very standard. The other one was a stylized version of a friend of mine's design, and the third one was just me and the guy who does the actual art, and it was very exciting to go through the process. Why are we talking about tattoos? Okay, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a loose, relaxed, kind of fluid, go with the flow show.
It pretty much is, as you can tell.
And inquiring minds want to know, how is your body decorated?
It is. So where are your tattoos? Do you have any? How many?
I do.
Tell me all
about
it.
I have two. Okay. I have one on each shoulder, right on the meaty deltoid part right there. They both go back to my late teenage years when I was, I was a really messed up young man, and I was just afraid of everything in the world, afraid of my own shadow. And so I said, all right, you know what? I see those guys over there. They ride Harleys. They got tattoos. They're tough. I'll get a tattoo, and that'll make me tough. So I got a tattoo, and I paid some disgusting amount of cash for it, and it hurt like hell. And week went by, it healed. Okay, good. 2 weeks, okay. Waiting for that courage to kick in. Okay, and it never did. So, okay, you know what? I just need another tattoo. Then I'll be strong and afraid and not afraid of anything. So I got another one, and same thing, nothing, because obviously the tattoo is not going to change. You've got to do the work inside yourself. You've got to do the internal work. I was looking for that, the American way. I'm going to buy this, and therefore I will look like Ryan Reynolds, or the shortcut.
Don't get me wrong, I wasn't laughing at that because you are cute.
Oh, thank you.
But I can see the shield.
Yeah, that was it. That was entirely it. And I am grateful that I had this sense enough to say, okay, well, let's not go for three because this path doesn't seem to be working. Let's try something else.
Right. But I understand that fear of everything because I was beaten down. So I had a very evil father growing up.
I'm sorry.
And, don't be. I wouldn't be this loudmouth bitch you're talking to now without him. So while I may hate everything I went through as a child, and trust me, I do, it was part of how I got to where I am now. So part of me recognizes the fact that there's some gratitude involved.
Yes.
Like if I hadn't had people around me who were constantly tearing me down and constantly beating me down, I don't think I would have been funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they say comedians are pretty much some of the most depressed people in the world, although I think I was definitely depressed as a child. I had a horrible childhood. I was promised to someone when I was 5 years old. I was sexually abused at 11. Oh, yeah. I come from crazy, honey. I come from crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's weird. It's crazy stuff. But I've had, all kinds of weird shit happened to me. I've gotten myself in and out of some crazy situations. But when you were talking about, having an abusive stepfather, my father used to say stuff like, I don't even want to go into that. But, it was never lost on me that he wanted a son and was heartily disappointed when he wound up with a daughter. And it's like the gods were just there to spite this bastard and say, fuck you, you're getting a girl. just to see what he'd do. And he didn't do anything good.
mm-hmm.
But I understand.
I absolutely get my path right now, the work that I get to do and who I am now after going through the entire slogging through the shit show, I wouldn't trade it for anything. At the same time, there was I was working with a woman who just does this amazing healing modality that I couldn't possibly begin to describe. But I was saying, just kind of offhanded, I did this and that, and she stopped me and said, I'm sorry. I said, well, it's all right. I made it through. And she says, no. Look at me. You didn't deserve that. And just to be pinned right there and accept somebody just saying to you and really meaning it so that you can feel it on an energetic level that it wasn't your – it was like a Goodwill Hunting moment.
Yeah, that was just one of those –
wasn't the entire journey, but that was one of those unmistakable street corners that you turn and go, okay, my life is not the same anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, after that, I feel kind of indebted, and I always try and pay it forward. So anytime I hear somebody say, oh, yeah, it's fine. Okay, let's stop for just a second.
Yeah.
And you didn't deserve that. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
But
now let's get
back to the kick-ass person
you are now.
Well, you know, and I've told the story before, but I didn't really, like, grow into anything until I was in my 40s.
Sure.
And it happened because of a man who used to run the elevators in a building I worked in.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, one day I was running for the elevator, and the man's name was Mr. Jackson, and he always smiled. He was always happy. He was just a great, great guy. And I was running to the elevator, and Mr. Jackson said to me one morning, young lady, a queen doesn't run to an elevator. An elevator waits for a queen.
Oh.
And everything changed in that. I get chills just telling you that. Everything changed in that moment, in that one moment. And I was like, oh, I have responsibilities. And one of them is to be a good person who can control the shit around her. Let's do that instead. And it was an automatic shift. And it changed my entire life. Just one person saying one sentence. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is cool.
I could get the message behind just the sentence. Because the sentence is very simple, but the meaning was don't be a cunt, but be empowered. Well, it's easy.
All right. Well, I'm
going to
go with what you got out of it because you were there. That's not what I got out of it, but okay. You were there. It's your message.
Well, the message was take ownership of your power, but don't be a bitch about it. It just all came in at once. So, as these things do.
You get it download, it comes in holistically, and then we have this inadequate language that we have to try and string it out on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened, and that changed my life, and I went from being afraid of my shadow, afraid of everything in my life, to a reasonably empowered person.
That seems like a reasonable assessment, yes.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Yes, Mr. Jackson. He is my personal saint. but not everyone gets to have that moment.
Yeah,
where someone just turns the light on for you, and says, "Walk this way." So I'm glad you're doing something that helps people get there.
So can I be argumentative for a second?
Sure.
Is it are you saying that people don't get someone who does it, or that most people aren't ready to hear it?
Interesting. That's not really being argumentative. That's more of think of it this way.
Yeah, but if I preface it that way, I got your attention.
You have my attention.
That's a little self-defense. Little verbal ninjutsu there.
It's a good point. I mean, I don't know. I think sometimes we need to be hit over the head.
I wish it were otherwise, but yeah, I agree with that.
So I think that happened for me because I wasn't getting it any other way.
Okay.
But I don't know if everyone's that lucky where sometimes the message hits you over the head enough so that you get it. So it's nice to know that you're out there being able to teach empowerment and guide people towards it, because some people, most people, I dare say, don't ever find that empowerment on their own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So it's great that, you know, I mean, I was lucky. I got hit over the head, boom, and got the message. But it doesn't always happen. So the fact that you're out there doing empowerment, you know, helping people get to the next phase of who they're supposed to be, I think is brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure I'm helping people become who they're supposed to be, because most, I have no clue. Who, I don't even know who I'm supposed to be, much less who anyone else is supposed to be.
No. I'm not saying that you're telling them who they're supposed to be. You're helping them get to the next step of who they're supposed to be. That's the journey that they have to determine.
Okay. Yes.
But you're giving people empowerment, which is sometimes very hard to find, especially on your own.
Yes. Yes. I spent a good many decades trying to find it on my own. And it wasn't until I got into this group that I started finding my way there. And, you know, having somebody, of course, nobody can do the work for you. Nobody can actually empower you. You have to empower yourself. But if you've never seen it done, how in the world is anybody, are you supposed to figure it out? Having somebody model it.
Right.
Somebody model it, like, or present it in a way that you can hear it, like Mr. Jackson, the right comment at the right moment with the right tone to just connect. Zap! That was pretty beautiful.
That's what happened. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
He was a great man. He really was.
Kind. Is that past tense as in he's passed now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever talk to him?
I hadn't spoken to him. Oh boy, it's probably been, well, I'm 56, so it's been 16 years since the last time I saw him.
Right. But I meant, okay, let me make sure I'm tracking here. He has since passed on?
Yes.
Okay. And then my question after that was, do you ever talk to him?
Do you ever talk to him? You know what? I don't. I have not, but now I'm going to.
Tell him we said hi.
I will.
That's
I will.
You know, was...
Isn't that interesting? I never even thought to talk to him. I talked to my mentor, who's been dead for many, many years. I talked to my grandmother, who's been dead for many, many years. On occasion, I speak to my father, who's been dead for many years, but I've never talked to Mr. Jackson. I should talk to Mr. Jackson. Ta-da!
Awesome!
See that? Doors opening left and right.
And you know what? I just remembered, and I don't mean to, like, interject this right here, but happy birthday, Dee. I forgot to tell you happy birthday at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook. Dee, I don't know who you are, but I hope it's a fantastic day for you.
Happy birthday, Dee.
Happy
she's
birthday.
Sweet.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, goodness. So, do you have anything to thank you? Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what is going on. I mean, fall is over. Spring is nowhere near. And I've been sneezing like crazy this week. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know.
Because I don't even have allergies. That's the whole thing that's getting me. It's
Oh,
yeah.
You lucky creature, you. Oh, my goodness.
You gave me your cold. Now, speaking of which, I hope
I
you're
did?
Feeling better.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to alert you in case the cold medicine was timed out, you know, so that I was, you know, particularly loopy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a head cold, you know, you're in a, you know, you just being an adult, you know, you got still got to go to work. If you're a parent, kids still need you. So you just, you know, you take your pills and you drink your tea and you bundle up and you keep on trucking.
I hear you. Grab a hot toddy.
I have to ask, have your children gone through the empowerment, or are they still too young?
They're too young to go through the big stuff. They do learn it at home because I do try to live it. I try to live a very integrated lifestyle where everything is integrated into everything else. And I mentioned that because I still remember the day I was arguing with some guy, and he's like, well, no, I have my life at work, and I have my life at home, and they don't have to have anything to do with each other. I have my own integrity for home and my own integrity for work. And I'm going, dude, that is not what the fucking word means. Integrity, one wholeness. You can't have separate integrities.
Right.
I'm sorry. That was a little random shot out of Matthew's brain.
No, that's
okay. I'll take it.
But yeah, I try to maintain an integrated life. And so, yeah, my kids get it. My girlfriend has been through the training. So we just model that behavior, and they got some of it. But yeah, they will absolutely take it when they're old enough. We do offer some kids programs periodically, but I'm usually the one teaching, and we don't do that. You never in this program, you never teach, because that whole emotional safety thing, they wouldn't be able to open up and deal with whatever they need. If they need to, you know, have a deal with issues around me, but I'm the instructor, no good.
Yeah.
I understand that. I won't read tarot for my kids. And they're adults.
Well, I do. I will do that. I do that. But, you know, those don't tend to go extremely deep. Go ahead.
I can't do it. I can't. I wanted to at one point. My kids have both asked me. My kids are in their mid-20s. And it's like, I can't. Because I wouldn't trust myself to read tarot for them anyway, because I would always wonder about my own, you know, am I doing the input here, or am I being straightforward with these cards? So to keep it clean. Yeah, to keep it clean, I'm like, go to your Aunt Dorian, because I don't know if I should do this for you.
Yeah, okay, well, I can see that. I know that reading for myself is the hardest of all, and if they're really close and I care about them, then, you know, then I'm already wanting a particular outcome, and that makes it more challenging. Sure. Reading for strangers is easy.
It's easier to read for strangers. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm too afraid to read for my own children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't think I've ever tried with my boys. Yeah, definitely not the 11-year-old. Maybe the 20-year-old at one point. But I don't think I've ever tried to read him again. Huh?
I read for my son. I read for my son when he asks. Because he doesn't know how to read the cards, and he's one of those where years ago he was not interested. I'm not interested in that witchy stuff. I don't talk to me about mojo. I don't want to do it. I'm going, okay, that's fine. I mean, here I am looking at one of the biggest empaths I've ever seen, but okay, hey, you don't want to do this? That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
but he'll come and ask periodically, hey Dad, will you look at the cards for me? Yes. Yes, I will. And then my daughter reads, well enough. She reads well enough that she actually took the day off of school on Samhain and sat and did tarot all day. All day. I'm like, okay. There you go.
How old is she, if I can ask?
She is, let me hold on. She's 15.
Wow.
Aww.
And then my son is 14. So we got some pretty close. Not quite Irish twins, but close.
Yeah, mine are 18 months apart, so I get you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, and me, I went 9 years.
Ooh, no, we wanted to get that that baby phase done. I love my children.
I
also like, you know, when you're holding, what did we call it? The raging tomato phase, where they're just red and screaming, and it's like, I what do you want? Just tell me what you want.
Yes.
I will give you the moon.
I love it.
The raving. I never heard of the raving tomato phase, but I wish I had known it when they were little, because that is so fucking appropriate. Woo!
Oh my
These
god!
People
that's
are
so
making
funny.
Me.
Yeah, it's like because they can't tell you.
No,
and
they
you can't.
And
guess.
And sometimes they're just getting their exercise. That's all they can do.
Right? Exactly.
But do you have to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, right. Because you are not a cat.
Oh my god. But then, you know, I also have, you know, I wasn't thinking very far ahead, so I've got, you know, my daughter's going to get her driver's license in a few months, and I'm already, separation anxiety, oh my god, and I've got to worry, and you know, and I'm not worried about my daughter. She's been a spitfire her entire life. She'll be fine. It's me I'm worried about.
Yeah.
True story. Yeah. She was 11 weeks premature. So she was in the NICU for 6 weeks. And the whole time, you know, if you've ever seen the NICU, I mean, they're sticking leads on, they're putting needles in, they're taking leads off and taking needles out and moving around and moving around. And she's just 3 pounds, literally fits in the palm of my hand. But I remember looking at her for the first time, and those nurses were doing stuff, and she was just, if she could have talked, she would have said, "Touch me again, motherfucker, I kill you." And even so, like, even at 3 pounds, I'm going, she's going to be fine.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. So she's going to go through that safety training for my peace of mind, not hers.
Yeah. There you go. I don't blame you. And I just realized we're down to almost 5 minutes, but I have not shared the same problem because my son is closing in on 21.
Okay.
And he went through driving classes, cannot get him down to the driver's office to get his license.
What?
Cannot for the life of me. Yes. I cannot understand this, that he just doesn't want to get it. He doesn't care. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Who are you?
I've not actually heard that one before. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
We have to have a conversation with him that starts with, human children generally want their license as soon as possible. We have not realized that you had a glitch in the program. We are not sure how to fix this for you. Please advise as soon as possible so we can help you get to the next level of adulthood. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell him, I'm going to sick Auntie Raina on you if you don't do that.
Uh-huh. That's going to scare him. You don't want to do that to the poor child. Yeah, she does.
It's been how many years? How many years? And we have
three. At least three. And, you know, I always thought, one day, you know, he'll call me and say, "Auntie, let's go to lunch. I'll pick you up." Nothing. Because he's not driving. Get your shit together, boy. There's a life to be had out there.
I know. I don't understand it. It's like, what? What? He would rather pay for Uber.
That is not part of the programming of the normal male human.
Well, any kid, I remember the first time I ever stood up to my mother was over driving, because she said, you know, I think maybe we'll wait till you're 18. And I was like, the fuck you will. I was like, no, I'm getting my license. I have passed my class. I'm getting my license as soon as possible, or I won't speak to you until I'm 18. And she's like, oh, well, you can't do that. I was like, watch me.
So how'd that work out?
I got my license.
Did you get your license?
16.
All right.
It worked out good for me.
I had a similar situation, and my mother was saying, no, you don't need it right now. We'll wait till you're 18. It wasn't this exact same conversation, but similar, and it had a different ending where I didn't get my license until I was 19.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was of a generation where, you know, she's convinced you don't need it. You know, you can take a bus to school, and where are you going to go that you need a car? You know, it forced me to get creative and find all kinds of ways, and including the joys of learning to date older women.
Oh,
they have cars.
There you go.
nice.
And
like
the very first thing I did.
That was a benefit.
The very first thing I did, I got my license at 1 p.m. and by 3 p.m. I was lost in my hometown.
Oh, no.
I didn't know where the hell I was.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh.
Happy ending, though.
So
I did
goodness.
Find my way home.
Okay, that good.
So
good.
Sweet and honest and just human. That really is. That is. And
that's brave to talk about, I think.
Really? Getting lost?
Yeah, I mean, you're just so human and sweet and nice. I mean, it's a compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
That sounds to me like she wants to bake you cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You never turn down cookies.
I make really good pumpkin cookies.
She does. Oh, my God. Those things. I would gain like 50 pounds if she would let me eat them all.
Okay.
But I don't get to.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You'd have to fight your nephews for custody of the cookies.
That's okay.
Right.
I'm short. I can get underneath them.
That's true.
Well, I make a homemade chocolate chip cookie that's pretty good. So we might just have to, like, you know, have Goodwill ambassadorship trades.
You know,
ooh,
that's actually not a bad idea. I'll make the gingerbread pudding cake. We'll trade.
Gingerbread
we'll send
pudding cake.
Yeah.
That my sister likes to make. I had to write a song about it because her gingerbread pudding cake is amazing.
Okay. Nobody's written a song about my cookies yet, so I don't know how well they'll stack up.
Send them to her first.
Okay.
So I got to ask you another question before we go.
Okay.
Are you planning to write another book?
I am planning to expand the one I did write. What I'd like to do is use it first as the basis for an online training that I can just record once in bite-sized modules and then just give it away. You know, like, here, learn
uh-huh.
tarot in 7 days. And, you know, the idea, and of course, you know, the book is called Start Reading Tarot Today. And,
right.
you know, in 1 day or in 7 days, you're not going to be an expert, and there's no promise that I'll get you there. But, you know, if you just compare the hero's journey that is the basis of every modern movie since Star Wars and apply it to the fool's journey, you can pretty well, you know, you can get a rough guesstimate of where you are in the tarot, and, you know, you can read. And spreads are easy, so use it as a thing that I can just give away to help build my email list, but also to help people get into it, get the feel for it, get a taste of it. Is this something
right.
that I'd like to do? Because, you know, even back in my martial arts days, what you do is you give away a something to see who's interested, who's, you know, just, okay, I just needed a taste and I'm satisfied and I'm out of here. Okay, cool. I'm good with that. But then the people who really want to dive, people who want to go deep,
yeah.
They're the ones I really want to, I want to work with. You know, neat. The people who are going to go to the juicy places. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. People who, which comes back full circle to, it's the people who want, who are ready to and want to claim their own empowerment. And if tarot is the tool for doing that, then let's go. But if it's somebody's just, you know, a tourist, okay, hey, you know what? Hey, I've got this and I'm glad to share it and subscribe to my newsletter. I'm giving the book away. Yeah, it's just for any, just anybody who subscribes to my newsletter. You know, here's a copy.
That's awesome.
All kinds of good stuff. Well, thank you.
I like it.
And I hate to do this, but we are out of time. But you have been an absolutely lovely guest, and we are so grateful that you came on to say hi.
Well, I'm grateful that you invited me. Okay.
Yeah, we will definitely invite you again. You're so engaging and funny and smart and charming. How could I possibly not want you back on?
I don't know, but I would, of course. I'm honored that you approached me and delighted for the opportunity. And you guys are a hoot. I've been very much enjoying your. Okay, I do listen to it on 1.5 speed because I'm ADD like that. But the live conversation is good.
Well, we appreciate that. Please check out www.varsitywitch.com. That is the website, right?
Yeah, and you don't even just your search engine will fill in the www. It's actually HTTPS. I have a secured socket layer thingy-majiggy that my ISP said, "You need this. You need this. You got to protect people." I said, "Okay, you said protect. I'll do it." Boom. That's my trigger word.
Okay,
yes.
So it's a website with a condom, basically. There you go, varsitywitch.com.
I wouldn't have presented it that way, but okay, accurate.
You're amazing. Well, it's the way
Thank
I
you.
Would put it. Come on, you've been listening to the broadcast. You know what? How I am.
Yeah, but I didn't think you were going to get me blushing. Okay. Well done. Well played. Well played. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you any longer than otherwise, but
well, thank
put
you
me
so
on for 3 hours
and I'll
next
talk-
time.
Thank you again.
Huh?
You're welcome. Put me on for 3 hours next time. We'll drink dragon's milk and eat cookies.
Oh,
that sounds good,
awesome.
Actually.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea.
Okay.
Definitely.
I will contact you about having you back on.
Okay. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. All right. Then I think
fun.
Hey, he is adorable.
He's fun.
Yeah.
He's fun.
He's
I like him. Smart.
But we will have to have him back. Yeah, we'll have to have him back on to play. Absolutely.
Yes.
And trade
great.
Desserts. That'll be awesome.
I want some
All
cookies.
Right.
I like cookies.
You know, I've actually got cookie dough in the fridge. I should save you some. You like pecans?
No.
No? Okay. I'd have to make you a new batch. So,
I want chocolate chip cookies. I want Matt to make me chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Well, we'll get him to make you chocolate chip cookies.
I'm such a child.
All right.
Anyway, listen, everybody. Have a wonderful, safe, healthy, and happy New Year. Do the money spell. It works, I promise.
Yes.
We
love you guys.
And I'll be back next week with Talison Govanen. Have a great
Woo-hoo!
Night, everybody.
Woo! Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.